Blog Talk Radio.
Do you lie awake at night wishing for something better? When you look at your future a year from now, is there a light at the end of that tunnel? Do you feel like you were meant for something more? Opportunity will not come knocking on your door unless you're out there looking for it. How do you do it? Our guests on the Empower Radio Show will be sharing their secret to success. We'll be bringing you authors, speakers, entrepreneurs from many different fields who come from various backgrounds. They will be sharing their stories of success and of early failures. You'll hear about the challenges they faced when they launched their ideas and the creative ways that they overcame obstacles. Our guests will inspire you to find your way down the path to success in this ever-changing world. Jump on board and become empowered.
Hey folks, welcome to Empower Radio Show. This is Linda Ballesteros and I am your host today. And I appreciate everyone who has been sending me messages, emails, and asking, when are you coming back? Yeah, it has been a long time since we aired a show for Empower Radio, but I miss you guys. And clearly, by all of the response, you guys miss what we're bringing to you as well. So I do appreciate you staying in touch. And today's going to be a great show. Our guest today is Dr. Vicki High. Dr. Vicki and I have been doing some collaboration. And so we want to be able to share some of that with you, because I think that as we roll into 2020, can you believe 2020? Good grief, folks. It was just 2019 yesterday, right? So as we roll into 2020, we want to give you some tools that's going to help you to have the best year. I know that's kind of cliche. Everybody says it. This is the best year ever. But seriously, I do believe that some of the protocol that Dr. Vicki uses and that I'm going to be sharing with you as well over the next few weeks, I think you're going to find that it can definitely shift where you are today and give you an extra boost into actually, you know, maybe achieving those dreams, maybe finding out what your passion is and moving forward. So, as I said, Dr. Vicki High is our guest today, and she is the founder and CEO, president, and visionary of CE2O. And Empowered Dreams is where we are doing a lot of this work up under, and Empowered Dreams is a proud CE2O company. So today we're going to be talking about, Dr. Vicki's going to be talking about discovering the whole you in 2020. So help me in welcoming Dr. Vicki High. Hey, Vicki, how are you?
I'm great, Linda. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're so glad to have you because, you know, you and I have been doing some really pretty exciting things and we're getting ready to roll that out. And I am excited to share those ideas and some of the webinars that we've put together. I am excited to share that with our listeners. So talk to us a little bit about how CE2O came about and how Empowered Dreams especially was developed.
Well, Linda, I have a history of building corporate training programs. That's what I've done in the corporate world for too many decades to count. And so I had that life going on in the corporate world. And then I encountered some people call it complementary healing. Some people call it other things. But what I discovered was I was really living two different lives, and I wanted to join those lives together, and CE2O became the umbrella over that. So the corporate work is there, the empowerment and enlightenment work is there. That's what the E2 represents, and the O is opportunities from being whole in a holistic world. Then I could be more powerful in doing that. The whole idea behind Empowered Dreams came into being because people would say in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and even 70s, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. Mm-hmm. So I took a corporate kind of training approach and said, why is it that people don't have the answers to those questions this late in their lives? And it dawned on me that, first of all, we only plan in a few areas of our life. And yet what I discovered is there are 13 areas that if we actually plan in all 13 of those, we end up living more of the life we dreamed of living than maybe what somebody else had encouraged us to live.
And I think, Vicki, it's easy to fall into that because we go to school and the whole time we're in school, we're preparing for that work world and we are told what that looks like. And we are, our parents tell us, society tells us, the college, the school, our peers tell us what that looks like. So it's difficult to step out of that and do something completely against what society says you should be doing. So how do you help people to say, yeah, what you've been doing since you've been 70, since you're 70, may not be your life's purpose? How do you shift them so that they are more aligned with their life's purpose?
Well, in those 13 areas that I mentioned, the very first one, which is a cornerstone for any of the program, it's called the whole you. And that means that you have to love your whole self, the good, the bad, and the ugly, to love yourself whole. And we're not taught that either. We're taught to deny the bad parts of ourselves so that we can ignore the others and just focus on the good parts. But the truth is that in the holistic approach to living, is that we are way more powerful when we embrace everything about us. So sometimes we have to overcome the challenges. And I'd like to kind of give some examples to just frame it up for people.
Mm-hmm.
You might have been born into a family of doctors or lawyers. And all your life, your heart yearned to be a creative artist.
Mm.
And all along, the messages you receive are, oh, no, this is the family legacy. You have to follow in your father's or mother's footsteps. You have to conform because this is what we do as a family. Now, the doctors and the lawyers may be a different example, but you get the idea that if it's the family business, it might be the family store. And so what ends up happening is you give up your dream, and yet inside there's this yearning that you don't know what's wrong, but it's just this great sense of dissatisfaction. And, of course, the older you get, the more you think, I'm running out of time to do what I came here to do. And so what Empowered Dreams really does is allow you to make plans with those passions and your purpose.
Yeah, I love that, Vicki, because it does give you permission to do what you were born to do. Just because you were born into a family of doctors, that certainly is not necessarily in your DNA. It's just what was in their DNA.
And perhaps, I've seen lots of little children who dance and laugh and sing as if nobody's watching. That old adage about, dancing like nobody's watching you. And then they're told at a certain age, stop, you're too old to do that. Or you're to be seen and not heard. So the silence blankets them, and it takes away their creative feelings, because what they do when they cut those feelings off is inspiration comes from the heart. It doesn't come from the head. It comes from the heart. And then the head helps carry out the mission once the heart's decided what to do. And so often the people end up closing off their hearts, either as young children or as they get older, because of things that have happened to them that stops those emotions and stops that inspiration from carrying through to the other parts of their life. So one of the exciting things about being a catalyst for change in Empowered Dreams is helping people realize that there is hope for them to recover their dreams and fully live their dreams no matter what their age is.
Mm. So how do they even, at that age, you know, I'm knocking on the door of 70 here, how at this age, and I was in banking for 30 something years, and trust me, that did not use any of my creative cells, but how at this age does someone stop and rediscover those things that they enjoyed, the things that they were born to do, that makes them happy, that brings them joy, that brings other people joy? How do they identify what that is?
Well, that is the coolest part, because that is what Empowered Dreams has laid out, a step-by-step process to help them deal with the emotional injuries that are stopping them from moving forward, and also helping them to identify what turns them on. If they won the lottery tomorrow and they got up and they didn't have to work, what would occupy their time? And so that helps you define what your passions are. And then, you know, Ross Perot, I worked for EDS when Ross Perot was at the helm, and I happened to meet him my first day on the job. And one of the things that he said in the booklet that you were required to read is that you don't go after money, you go after success, and the money finds you. Well, I like to change that to, you don't go after the money, you go after your passion, and the money finds you. Mm. Because you and I both know that we could name executives who are passionate about their work, and they go forward and they make it happen regardless of what anybody else thinks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bill Gates jumps to mind. You know, he had everybody saying that'll never work. And here we are 30, 40 years later, and it sure did work, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely
open up our world to a new dream and vision that he had and that we have benefited from.
And I can remember, you know, speaking of Bill Gates, I can remember at some point reading an interview with him. It would have been, oh, I don't know, Vicki, what would it have been, the late 80s or early 90s is when he first started coming into the scene, something like that.
I think so.
And I remember him saying that there will be a computer in everyone's home. And I thought then,
yeah,
what the heck? I don't need, because I came from banking, remember, and a computer mm-hmm. filled a room. And you had to have a special air conditioning unit for that computer. So, you know, in my limited brain of what a computer looked like, that was not going to happen. But he didn't let other people's vision, smaller vision, impact him. They didn't, and he could have stopped at any time, but he never let any of that stop him.
Well, I know one of the stories that Ross Perot used to tell was that he came to him with his ideas and wanted him to invest. And he said, that was the dumbest move I ever made, was not to invest in Microsoft.
How funny. How funny
is
that?
Isn't that hysterical?
Yeah.
And he said, you know, if I had it to do over again, that is a decision that I would change. And so, you know, I find that sometimes it's a challenge. When you have an idea that's new and visionary, then when you try to go out and talk to people, their beliefs stand in the way often of even listening to you. And so that happens with individuals, it happens with companies. I've had that happen in my life because I have seen things that defy what I believed could happen. And so I'm my own eyewitness to break the mold of what can happen. And, you know, that's hard to imagine. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Of course, I've hit a blank wall on that. But, you know, when you have an idea I'm going to use an example that's close to home, Linda. You know, we talk about manifesting all the time, but people don't believe it can happen, and yet it can happen. And all you have to do is get into the alignment and then allow for the fact that it can happen. And it doesn't matter if it's a place to live or a new car to drive or a job opportunity that you want. When you put that much passion and inspiration about how you're going to go about getting that job, car, or place to live, it's going to happen.
Because so, Vicki, you talk about...
And that's the energy.
So you talk about manifesting. You know, do you think that you can manifest this life of your dreams without doing the personal work? Can you say the affirmations? Can you do the visualizations if you haven't done the work of, as you call it, the whole you?
My answer to that would be probably not. Is it possible? Yes. Is it likely? Probably not. Because what happens is all this stuff, I call it baggage. But, you know, it could be things that you were told maybe in your first job. For instance, if you were not organized, you'll never be a leader because you're not organized. You know, you might have been told in high school, you're not smart enough to be a CEO. You might be told, you know, by a spouse that, you know, I can't depend on you. And all of that stuff becomes baggage that if you agree with that statement, whatever it is, then it becomes clutter in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so imagine that you're looking at a road and a rock slide has happened on the road. It's not going to be smooth sailing down that road because you're going to have to do something about moving those obstacles out of the way in order for you to get through the path.
Yeah. Yeah, I can definitely see that. And if you're trying to create this life of your dreams, so to speak, if you're trying to build it on shaky grounds or shaky foundation where you haven't worked on your confidence, you haven't worked on your negative beliefs, your limiting beliefs, and you just start saying affirmations about getting this perfect job, then you're putting possibly something that is what you want, but you're trying to build that on a shaky foundation. And it's not going to be what you expect, right?
Right. And even if you were to get a promotion, let's say that the stars all fall together and you got a promotion into your dream job, and you're not equipped because you're dragging all this stuff behind
mm-hmm.
you. And instead of stepping into your new job with a position of power and confidence, all of a sudden you are bombarded with every insecurity that you've ever had, with
right.
every doubt about your ability to succeed. You become this ogre instead of a person that gets things done through others. Maybe you even go to the point of, well, I'll do it all by myself, which is just
mm-hmm.
as bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so you end up being an ineffective leader because you haven't done your work.
That makes so much sense. It really does, because I've seen people attempt to use the law of attraction to bring about changes in their life, but they weren't ready for those changes. They weren't ready.
And often, Linda, there are levels of alignment for a person to be in for that universal law of rhythm, also called the law of attraction, for it to be engaged. And if your alignment includes your thoughts, your intentions or desires, your words and your actions, and let's say your thoughts think and affirm what you want to have happen, but your words negate it and your intentions negate it. If we use the previous example of the family business, so your mind says, okay, fine, I'll just become a lawyer. but your heart is screaming, no, no, you want to be an artist. And your words are like, sure, I'll be a lawyer. But your other words in your heart that you're not speaking out loud are, I don't know how I'm going to give up my art.
Mm.
Then you're not in alignment in any of that, and you're probably not going to be successful in art or in legal matters.
Right.
And then it goes a step further when you start attracting people that are just as confused as you are in your life.
Yeah.
And that's the law of attraction at work.
And that, my friend, is the law of attraction at work. That's exactly right. Vicki, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. When we come back, would you talk to us a little bit about maybe some of the exercises that you have developed for your Whole You program so that they'll get an idea of what to expect when they work with you?
Absolutely.
House Talk Radio. Join Tony and Wendy Gambone on House Talk Radio, where they talk all things house. From tips on home repairs and remodeling to best practices on buying and selling a home, hiring contractors, home loans, and insurance, as well as decorating ideas and how to get the most bang for your buck. If you would like more information about House Talk Radio, go to housetalkradio.com.
Do you know a family fighting cancer? The Jest Foundation nonprofit was founded right here in Katy, Texas, by cancer survivor Michelle Perzan, whose vision is to assist those currently fighting by providing grants to help support family needs, whether spiritually, emotionally, or financially. Michelle and her family know all too well that there comes a time when the day-to-day needs we take for granted become impossible. Jest Foundation has been able to bless 100% of the applications submitted, and now they need your help. Find out more by going to jestfoundation.org.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
Hey, folks, welcome back to Empower Radio Show. This is Linda Bayustedes, your host, and our guest today is Dr. Vicki High. And we're talking today about the whole you, and specifically about going into a new year and discovering and focusing on the whole you so that you can manifest those dreams, the life that you have always wanted to live. So Vicki, I know that you have created some exercises that really help someone to discover more about themselves and some of those facets that they maybe did put into the closet. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, Linda, thank you. I was a domestic violence survivor before I turned 20 years old. And so I was like a lot of people in that I just covered it up and pretended it didn't happen and went gung-ho into the business world because feelings were too painful. My Prince Charming turned into an abuser. And for the longest time, I was often like anyone else. I took the shame on as my burden rather than putting it where it was really his responsibility and not mine. And so years later, I was still struggling with some of the leftovers from that pain and from that experience. And so I finally kind of yelled out to God, and thankfully God doesn't care if I yell at him or her, and said, you know, here is the answer for you. And so it came about in what I call mini-me exercises. And what it is basically is that you take, if you're 50 years old, then you have 50 little mini-me's, one for each age, and a newborn. So you have a total of 51 mini-me's. These are the parts of you. And I get tickled because people go, well, how can I talk and communicate with them? I said, they're the voices you hear in your head all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you don't pay attention to. But they are parts or fragments, if you will, and sometimes they carry the burdens for people. So the mini-me exercises actually have to work from the wounded heart, the wounded place of emotions. That's where the wound happens. That's where the healing has to happen. So you have to get down, not experience the pain, but you at least have to address the pain from the heart, not just think through the exercises with your head. And so part of the excitement about these exercises is that once you get into that space of the heart, it's very easy to heal from that experience. So you go through each of your mini-me's. So for that 50-year-old person, it would be 51 different mini-me's and interact with each one of them. And you start identifying from their perspective what the issues are in your life that still plague you. And one by one, based on the process that you're taught in the experience, you let go of those things and you heal from them. It's life-changing. And I know it works because it worked for me. So that's the one about the mini-me's.
And so what are some of the, how would that conversation look? I mean, what would that exercise, just an example of one, what would that look like?
Well, the first question you ask is, are you willing to work with me? And that little mini-me might say yes or no, or they might answer only if. And for instance, my little four-year-old mini-me said, I like to go to the park, and you need to take me to the park.
Mm.
She likes to swing. So occasionally, I have to go to the park to keep my commitment to her.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the agreement that we made while we were in this process. And so the next question would be, what do you absolutely 100% support and accept my magnificence? And the problem is that when people are hurting, they can barely even get that question out, much less get an answer to it.
Yeah.
And so the next question leads to, what is hurting you so much that you have to hurt me to heal? And the answer to that question starts excavating that pain in the wound of the heart. The next one is, what do you need to tell me that I might be afraid to hear? And then the next question is, what wisdom do you have to share with me? Because they've been on your journey the whole time. And so they have insights that you will that will surprise you. And it's time for you as the adult to take on any of the secrets. A lot of people come to me and they say, I don't remember much about my childhood. And my answer typically is, that's because they're carrying your secrets. And you won't have to, but it's time for you to acknowledge the things that they're taking responsibility for. The last thing is that you hold them in a space of unconditional love, and that is the healing catalyst for change. It's a vital part of the process, and it won't work the same if you don't apply that final step. And then you could have another conversation with them. You're not limited to these particular questions, and you can get more insights about who you are and what is still wounded in you as an individual.
And so, Vicki, as you go through, someone goes through this exercise, what can they hope for at the other end? What is our goal here after going through the mini me exercises? What can I expect, or, you know, what was waiting for me at the other side?
Well, I can tell you that when I sat down to do mine, I was tired of being low self-esteem, lack of confidence, lack of ability to believe in myself. And when I got up from that, it took me 3 hours, and I sat in a swing until I was finished. I was a little determined, if you will. And so when I stood up after that, it was like I dropped about 100-pound weight off of my shoulders. I felt confident. I felt healed. I felt like I could probably lasso the moon.
Wow.
There was a tremendous difference in the person that sat down and the person who stood up and started forward in a different direction for my life.
So just like we were saying earlier about acquiring maybe that perfect job and placing it on top of a shaky foundation, you're saying if you get that foundation in place, it'll be prepared. You'll be prepared for that perfect job because you'll have the confidence, you'll have the, you'll have all of those things that you need to actually accept that perfect job and for it to be what you've dreamed of.
Absolutely. And if we use the analogy we used earlier, and the person received a promotion and then they got in there and all their stuff came up to haunt them,
mm-hmm.
the person that's done their work steps in and says confidently, I may not have all the answers, but I know I can find them.
Mm.
I know that I can, you know, develop a good working relationship with the talented people that are in my team, and I'll do whatever it takes to learn what I need to know in order to make them succeed as well as I.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good point. Very good. Vicki, we could go on for probably at least an hour talking about this, but we're running short of time. Would you tell everyone how they can get in touch with you, how they can find out more about what you're doing, about what we're doing, and be able to, plan for the 2020 actually being the best year ever for them?
Well, that's fabulous. Linda, we have some free offerings that we're giving, and it's the whole you, meaningful relationships, and the energy of money. And that package is called Living My 2020 Empowered Dream, and we're offering it for free. And it's the appetizer, if you will, and then there are some supporting classes to take a deeper dive. The information is out there on the website at heart. The number 2, heartconnections.us. And you can reach me at dr.vicki@outlook.com. And we also have a CE2O Inc. Facebook page. And we'll have information about all the events and the other business units that are a part of CE2O on the Facebook page.
Great. And also, folks, I will have all of that information in the show description. So all of the contact information that Vicki has given us, given you, you'll be able to find that in the description of the show. Vicki, thanks so much for coming. And by the way, folks, the next show we do is going to be with Vicki, and we're going to be talking about relationships. Oh my gosh, relationships. Going into the new year, don't you want to have relationships that are less dysfunctional? So Vicki, tell us a little bit about what they might be able to expect when we meet up next time.
Well, one thing, I don't know about you, Linda, but I know a lot of people that go into the new year, and if they don't have a spouse or a love relationship, they want one. They want to make sure that it's the right one for them. And yet, you know, how are you going to do that? So what we do in the meaningful relationships segment is help them clear out some of their relationship baggage so that they can move on and build healthy relationships on a sturdy foundation. So that's very exciting.
Very good. Very good. Vicki, one more time, how can they get in touch with you?
My website is heart, the number 2, heartconnections.us. And they can also look on Facebook for CE2O Inc.
Lovely. Thanks so much, Vicki, for sharing your wisdom. And I look forward to talking very soon about relationships. Thanks.
I look forward to it. Thanks again.
So, folks, you know, we were talking about the whole you. And there is no way you can get into a relationship. Well, yeah, there is a way. You can get into relationships without working on yourself and without really doing that deep dive that Vicki was talking about and getting some clean out some of that baggage. But, you know, if you don't, you're going to end up, I don't know, you're going to see the same people you saw last time in a different body. You'll be treated the same way you were before, and you're still not going to like it. So I believe that working on the whole you is the foundation to creating that life that you have always dreamed to live. So be sure to tune in next time when we have Dr. Vicki talking about relationships. I appreciate you joining me today because, as always, I understand that time is that one commodity that you can't get back. And I so appreciate you spending some time with me today. See you next time, folks.
As we close our show today, we want you to know it's time. The time is now for you to cast off the chains of mediocrity and reach for that brass ring. The time is now for taking that giant leap to start a business, step out of your comfort zone, and become the you that you've always dreamed of being. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Empower Radio Show. That's at MPOWERRADIOSHOW. Thank you for being with us today on the Empower Radio Show.